Conversation 1.
Mr. Brown's lectures are so boring.
Yes, he is not a very exciting speaker, but the subject is interesting.
During every one of his lectures, I try to listen. I really try. But after about 10 minutes, my mind begins to wander and I lose concentration. But I see that you seem to be okay. How do you stay focused through the entire hour?
Well, what I do is keep my pen moving.
What do you mean?
It's a method of active concentration I read about. One of the most effective ways to concentrate is to write things down. But it has to be done by hand, not typing on a keyboard. You see, writing by hand forces you to actually engage with what you're learning in a more physical way.
Do you review your notes afterwards then?
Sometimes, but that's not important. My notes may or may not be useful, but the point is that by writing down what Mr. Brown says, I can follow his line of thinking more easily. In fact, sometimes I draw a little too.
You draw in class? And that helps you pay attention?
Yes, honestly, it works for me. I just draw little lines and nonsense, really. It was also in that article I read. It can keep the mind active, prevent getting bored, and help to concentrate. Again, the point is to listen hard while keeping the pen moving. If I'm at home and I need to study, what I do is read out loud. It has a similar effect to writing by hand. It helps memorize information in a physical way.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What does the man think of Mr. Brown's lectures? Question 9. What does the woman do during Mr. Brown's lectures? Question 10. Why does the woman draw in class? Question 11. What does the woman say about reading out loud?